the Future. We also had a presentation regarding an accessible trail at Iron Hill Park.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Land use, Councilman Ryder.
Thank you. On Tuesday, September the 17th, 3 p.m., upstairs in our workshop area, we had one ordinance which will be presented tonight, which is number 12-104.
Thank you, Councilman Ryder. Aging Subcommittee has been reported. Finance Committee, Councilman Smalley.
Yes, Pro Tem Hollins. The Finance Committee met at 1:30 today in the 8th Floor Council Conference Room. We discussed issues on this evening's agenda and approved several grants.
Thank
and
you,
we
Councilman.
Have a presentation on the FY13 end of year finances.
Thank you, Councilman. The Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock. There was one item on our agenda, on the printed agenda. That item will be introduced tonight, voted on tonight. It will be floor managed by Councilwoman Diller. We also had a very brief discussion on fair housing and housing affordability. The Executive Committee met also this afternoon. I will report on that committee in President Bullock's absence. We interviewed a candidate for the Board of Adjustment, Karen Hartley-Nagel. We also had a very long interview of our newly appointed General Manager of Land Use, which will be confirmed tonight. And we also had a legal briefing in executive session on the issues surrounding the Three Little Bakers land use application. We'll move on to the consent calendar, which is item F on our agenda. I would like to note that if any item on the consent calendar is objected by a member of council or a member of the public wishes to obtain additional information about a candidate or proposed legislation, or if a council member intends to offer an amendment to a resolution, seek additional information, or state a conflict, it shall be removed from the consent calendar and voted upon separately. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any member of council wants to be removed? Seeing none, is there any member of the public who wishes an item from the consent calendar to be removed? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 13210, consenting to the appointment of Karen Hartley-Nagel to the Newcastle County Board of Adjustment.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar is hereby adopted. Moving on to the G item on our agenda is presentations. Councilman Retta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to call Tom Bradshaw from Woodcrest area, who would like to make a presentation to the council.
Welcome, Mr. Bradshaw. Come forward, please.
On behalf of the Western District Advisory Council, Newcastle County Police Department, I'd like to present this certificate of appreciation for all the support that the council gave National Night Out. This is the 30th anniversary of National Night Out.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bradshaw. This is a very rare occasion for this council, so make sure. Yeah. We certainly appreciate that, Mr. Bradshaw. Thank you very, very much. Moving on to item H, which is consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar, which there were none. We'll move on to other resolutions. Resolution R13-211. Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. I would request that R13-211 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 13-211, authorizing execution of 9 purchase order contracts to Baker and Taylor Companies for state aid funded library books and materials for the Department of Community Services, totaling $208,614.
Councilman Smalley?
As per title, except I will put into the record that the allocation is as follows: Bear Library, $36,700. Claymont Library, $14,500. Ellesmere Library, $7,200. Hokesson, $40,200. Newark Library, $32,001. Woodlawn Library, $900. Claymont Opening Day Collection, $32,314. Kirkwood Library, $23,700. Brandywine Hunter Library, $21,000, for a total of $208,614 for purchases for county libraries.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments on this particular item? Seeing none, I'll move to the public. Anyone in the public have any question or comment on this particular item? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals one absent, one here, 11 yes.
Thank you. Resolution 13-211 is adopted. Moving on to Resolution 13-212, Councilman Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I request that R13-212 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 13-212, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to State of Delaware for state aid funded e-books as part of the Delaware Library catalog circulation for the Department of Community Services, totaling $60,000.
Councilman Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, this is bringing, maintaining the high level of electronic participation that we have in the county libraries and participating with the e-book system implemented by the State of Delaware.
Thank you, Councilman. Does anyone from council have questions or comments related to this particular resolution? Anyone from the public have comments or questions relating to this particular resolution? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, one absent, one here.
Resolution 13-212 is adopted. Moving on to Resolution 13-213, Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I request that R13-213 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 13-213, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to Document Technology Systems for renewal of annual maintenance on previously bid software, Recorder of Deeds system, for the Office of Technology, totaling $53,000.
Does anyone from council have questions or comment regarding this particular resolution?
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem.
Mr. Smalley.
As clarified in the Finance Committee meeting, this is for the Recorder of Deeds office. The IS department maintains oversight in order to have continuity of all maintenance contracts related to the computer systems.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further discussion or comment from members of council? Any member of the public have any question or comment regarding this particular resolution? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, one absent, one here.
Resolution 13-213 is adopted. Moving on to Resolution 13-214, Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R13-214 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 13-214, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to Midwest Tapes, LLC for state aid-funded library audiovisual, CD, and DVD materials for the Department of Community Services, totaling $31,741.
Mr. Smalley.
As per title.
Does anyone on the council have a question or comment? Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. President Pro Tem. I waited till last, and I'm not going to belabor the point. It's for the last three and this now this one. You know, it's $300-some thousand, and nobody wants folks to have libraries have materials, books, and all the electronic things that everybody else has. But, you know, continuation of the same folks getting the same bids and locking up this money, and I'm going to keep saying it, and I know you get tired, everybody gets tired of me saying, but you got those who are locked in,
those who are locked out. Here's another $300,000. We take care of who we want to take care of, and I don't think it's fair.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any further comment from any member of council? Seeing none, any member of the public have comment or question regarding this particular resolution? I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 here.
Resolution 13214 is adopted. Moving on to Resolution 13215. It's assigned to President Bullock. I don't know if he has asked anyone, other council member, to co-sponsor this for him. If not, he did not. Then it's my responsibility. Madam Clerk, please read into the record Resolution 13215. I move that it be read and adopted by council.
Resolution 13215, consenting to the appointment of Eileen Fogarty for the position of General Manager of the Department of Land Use.
Comments, questions from members of council? I would agree.
It's not fair.
Seeing none, is there any comment or question from members of the public regarding the appointment of Ms. Eileen Fogarty as the Newcastle County General Manager of Land Use? Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President pro tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 13. Resolution 13215 is adopted. Congratulations to our new General Manager of Land Use. Welcome to Newcastle County, Delaware. Thank you. Resolution 13207, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Smalley. Councilman Cartier, I believe.
Yeah. Resolution, I'd like Resolution 13-207 to be withdrawn.
Resolution 13207 is withdrawn, and that's all that's necessary to do. Moving on to ordinances. Ordinance number 13072. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 13072 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 13072, amend the grants budget to appropriate $420,000 in spending authority to be received from other U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Housing Authority jurisdictions for the Section 8 Housing Choice Vouchers calendar year 2013 grant.
Ms. Diller.
Yes, we had a very good explanation of this by Alan Mattis, who's the General Manager of Community Services. This $400,000 and $20,000 grant is actually for housing vouchers, administrative subsidies, and energy subsidies for the Section 8 program. Additionally, during the discussion, it was also requested that we have an update on the Section 8 program in the future at a community services meeting.
Thank you very much. Any comment or questions from members of council? Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, pro tem. I think that it's important that we continue to place emphasis on the discussion we had today around housing and the fact that, you know, while the department is doing an outstanding job, you know, we can't open up the system for other folks to even sign up. The city of Wilmington has a 3-year waiting list, and you've got folks in D.C. now on the eve of potentially shutting down the government, which has the potential of making the situation worse. And we're already enduring the consequences of the sequester, and that's going to continue. So as long as this continues, we're going to continue to have folks sleeping on the street, sleeping in parks, sleeping in front of the train station, sleeping in the back of the train station. And I'll say it again, you know, when some folks get hungry and they get cold, they'll do what they have to do, including commit crimes to eat and keep warm. So this is a major issue, and I think we should keep our concerns on the front burner. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Street. We did have a very meaningful discussion this afternoon about the need for more affordability as well as fair housing. And we will continue this discussion going forward. Thank you, Councilman Street. I agree with your comments. Any other member of council have a comment, question regarding this particular resolution? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. Just a comment and actually a compliment to our community services department. Many times you'll hear many of us compliment other departments, especially our public safety department, for the various grants that are obtained and to the benefit of the citizens of Newcastle County. Our community services department is second to none. And I think that with this type of funding and grants budget comes accountability. And time after time, our community services department has stood up to that test of time of accountability and responsibility with these particular grants. These grants are not a given. They're very hard to get, and we're competing with jurisdictions throughout our nation. And I just think it bears mentioning that from the manager, all the staff and personnel at Community Services, just complimenting them for their hard work.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other comment from members of question or any question or comment from members of council on this particular resolution? Seeing none, I'll turn to the public. Any member of the public have a question or comment regarding this particular resolution? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call goes 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance number 13072 is adopted. Moving on to ordinance number 13073. Council President Bullock, I'm assuming that I'm going to have to do that as well. Madam Clerk, please. I move the ordinance number 13073 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 13073 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service 40-hour work week employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, of the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO, affiliate Local 1607, as a result of the State of Delaware Public Employees Relations Board, PERB, bargaining unit modification.
I would say it's the same as title, to be brief, but it's a pretty long title here, but I think the title is much longer than what's actually taken place. We're actually moving classification of one single employee in Newcastle County. As a result of the State Board of Public Employee Relations Board. That's pretty much what this ordinance encounters. Any member of the council have any question or comment on this particular ordinance? Seeing none, I move to the public. Any member of the public have a question or comment on this particular ordinance? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 13073 is adopted. Moving on to ordinance number 12104. Mr. Retta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to have ordinance number 12-104 placed for council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 12-104, revive zoning map, White Clay Creek 100, west side, SR-7, Stanton, Christiana Road, and south of SR-4, Stanton, Overtown Road, 3.70 acres from BP Business Park to CR Commercial Regional.
I would just like to remind members of council that this is a rezoning and it is a poll vote, so it will be necessary to take a poll during your vote. Councilman Retta.
Thank you. What this project's been going on for a number of years. It was partially done, and the inclusionary homes that are now torn down were not part of the original project. There was a lot of legal standards going on with those. So the whole business part was purchased, and they're going to continue on with the commercial regional part of it. And they're going to improve the road that runs alongside to where the houses were, plus the fact they're going to improve the entrance to the business part, the commercial regional where it goes in. So with that... If there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer them from the council if they need to.
Any question or comment from members of council regarding this rezoning? Seeing none, I'll ask again. Any members of the public have any question or comment regarding this rezoning? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
I am voting yes in favor of the rezoning based upon the positive recommendation of our land use department.
Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes because of the positive recommendation of our Department of Land Use and the suitability of the property for which it's being rezoned.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm also voting in the affirmative to support the recommendation from the Department of Land Use.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and happy to see that this area is going to be cleaned up.
Mr. Powers?
I will be voting yes by the positive recommendation from land use.
Mr. Retta?
I'll be voting yes in the recommendation of land use and the past 5 years worth of work.
Mr. Shelton?
I am also voting yes for the positive recommendation from land use.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes due to the suitability of the rezoning with the area in question.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes, consistent with the recommendation of the department. I am, though, concerned about the flooding, the potential flooding, as one of the members of the community brought to our attention a couple weeks ago. And I don't think that should be ignored, but I'm going to support it. But I'm concerned about the potential for flooding.
Mr. Tackett?
I am voting yes and joining the Land Use Department with their positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, I am voting in the affirmative.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance number 12-104 is adopted. I believe that is the end of our regular legislative session. I don't believe we have any time-sensitive or honorary resolutions tonight. I don't think there's any item J's that goes along with that. Is there any other comment that any member of council may have, but we also have to entertain any comment from any member of the public regarding any other issue related to Newcastle County government as we end this meeting. So you would have 3 minutes if there are any questions or comments that you would like to bring forth to council's attention. Seeing none?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All
right.
Yeah, the nose have it.
The nose have it.
Thank you.